And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about we send our signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville. Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and put a capstone on this discussion about child trafficking is here. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to have a call with Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty talking about, man, what the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, has done for conservatism in the last 12 hours. All that to say, let's go ahead and talk first. There's a movie coming out next week, and I'm going to let our friend Allie from Athens spend most of the time talking about what that movie is, but why it's also important to support it. The movie stars Jim Caviezel, tells a true story of a guy named Tim Ballard, the founder of a group called the Operation Underground Railroad. In the meantime, I'm going to step aside now and to say, Allie from Athens, how are you doing, my friend?
Ooh, I'm fired up, girl. I'm telling you what. And I don't know that I've ever told you this, but when Steve and I worked at the orphanage, all 29 of our kids had been sexually abused, but two had been trafficked. And it was by their own mother, and they had been forced to watch each other get done, shall we say, and then they were threatened with death if they never told anybody. So this thing runs deep with me and makes me kind of wild, sir.
Wow. Well, thank you for what you've done in the past for the least among us.
Well, it's going to probably make you proud again, but this is what I'm about today, and that is this topic is horrific. As you know, we support Pure Hope Ranch in Texas, which is another organization that restores women, and people are starting to get it. See, up until this point, it was too awful, and they bought into that idea of, oh, it's just across, insert world countries or whatever. But what ended up happening was when Tim Ballard, he'd been deeply touched by Jim Caviezel's portrayal of Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. And he kind of sent a wish list heavenward and said, if they ever make a movie about this, there's only one man that I want to play the part of me, and that's Jim Caviezel. Well, several people got involved in producing the film, and what Caviezel did, which I find so impressive, is that he actually did tactical training. He went on and off. Now, he wasn't able to kick down a door, but he was up close and personal. He was right there. And so if anybody has done his work to be a method actor in this thing, it's Jim Caviezel. And so they produced the movie, but they couldn't get anybody to pick it up and distribute it. Enter Angel Studios, who produced The Chosen, and Angel Studios has perfected the art of crowdsourcing. So they put it out there and said, hey, you want to invest in a movie? And lo and behold, $5 million was raised just by regular walking around folk. And they got the movie into, I'm not sure if it's still 2,900 movie theaters. But see, what happens a lot of times with indie films like this is, they get a theater to show it at 10 o'clock on Thursday night, and it basically doesn't thrive.
Right.
But this thing is being shown at the normal times. You can start seeing it at 10 a.m. on Monday. And they have some theaters that are sold out. But what can happen if you want to, you can buy tickets ahead of time. You can also buy tickets for other people. They are so determined to get this message out that if for any reason you can't afford to go see this movie, you can contact soundoffreedom.com/free tickets and either pick one up or you can donate.
Oh, that's very cool. And I love the fact that this is like a grassroots effort to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the message, so Tim Ballard's organization, Operation Underground Railroad, is a true action-based organization. They get out there and they find these kids and they rescue them from the most heinous of environments where they've been trafficked. And then the movie's going to be, and I think from what I've gathered just from reading up on it, the movie is going to, like, no holds barred. The movie is going to be hard to watch to some degree. It's going to be like listening to some of the discussion we've had today. It's going to bother folks, but it also needs to happen. You need to know what's going on out there and also what can be done to stop it.
Well, and here's another thing that I find. You love movies, so do I. We've talked about it. Mel Gibson saw it. Caviezel and he have remained friends since Passion of the Christ. And the only word that he had to say after he saw it was, "I'm stunned." And there is apparently another Oscar-winning producer who had the same reaction. It's extremely important that this movie be well done. Because if it's cheesy, it's not going to get the job done.
That's right.
According to Caviezel, it is a true action thrill ride. It's going to be like Taken, except that it's the real deal. And I also expect that there will be a couple of lines that very well could become iconic, kind of like, "Go ahead, make my day," or "You're talking to me." And they are these two. There's a scene where Caviezel says, "Tell them that God's children are no longer for sale." And then there's another scene where there is a guy, the character who is Caviezel's kind of unwilling sidekick, but had been doing it on his own. He, at one point, had been a perp. He'd been involved with the cartel, and unbeknownst to him, he was no stranger to prostitution, but he had never participated knowingly in child trafficking. And so he got out of jail. He went and had sex with a woman that he thought was maybe 25 or 20, found out that she was only 14 and that she had been doing this since she was 6 years old. So there's this exchange between Caviezel and this man. And what ended up happening was that he realized in that moment how dark his own darkness was. And he went to commit suicide and was not successful. And he looks at Caviezel and he says, "When God tells you to move, you cannot hesitate." And I'm telling you, when you hear it come out of his mouth, it is like a gut punch. And so I am so excited about this. I'm going to write about it. I've already written about it for the paper. I'm going to write about it again for the Publisher's Point on Wednesday. And hey, if you want to write about it, Colonel, let's double up on this. I don't care. We've got to get the message out.
Well, thank you, my friend. And listen, I appreciate you giving us a straight skinny. So this movie, it breaks out in studios. You can find it on its website. You can find a location near you. And it's one of those. It's got a limited run, though. So we really need folks to actually support the movie over the next several days, starting, what, on Monday, I believe, in order to make it successful enough to give it a longer run, correct?
Well, and yes, sir. And what their hashtag is, 2 million for 2 million, and what they mean by that is, it is estimated that 2 million kids are somewhere in this, notwithstanding the 85,000 that have vanished from the border. And so what Caviezel has said is, we are looking to have 2 million people see this movie the week of July 4th. And as I said, it begins on Monday the 3rd. 2 million to honor the 2 million.
Well, it's going to be something. And I tell you what, the message has to get out, because like I said earlier in the show, awareness is a big part of the issue. We've got to make more people aware that when you see that thing that seems out of place with that kid looking like they're under duress, or they're in the wrong place, or they're dressed way too provocatively for their age, or they're wandering among the trucks at a truck stop, you look at it and go, that is not right. Mm-hmm. And now I know why.
You can be old guys. Like, well, I won't say you, but I mean, you can support, you can vote with your wallet, you can get involved and make a difference. You don't have to be the door kicker.
Although I'm ready to be a door kicker and an emasculator. That's what I'm ready to be right now, just be honest.
I'm telling you, it's lock and load and hold my beer in Christian love.
We'll put that on a t-shirt. All right, Allie, we appreciate you as always. Allie from Athens, you are a good friend of the show. We love you and we appreciate you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right. All right, listen, folks, the movie is called Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom. You can go online, Google it. I guarantee you, you're going to turn up their website. I'm trying to see if it's right here in my article that I've gotten. I don't see it, but I'm pretty sure it's a soundoffreedom.com or .org. But nonetheless, check them out. Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel, the true story of a guy named Tim Ballard who runs an organization called Operation Underground Railroad. And I fully agree. I think that this is Charlene told me about the movie before I knew about it, and said that we're going to see it, and I think this is the kind of thing that we need to support, because folks, it's happening right now in our backyard, right in our freaking backyard. But I'll be honest with you, I love that line. Tell them that God's children are no longer for sale. All right, Boomer, take me to a break, brother. We'll change course when we get back. It's time to move to number two on the Triple Dipper. SCOTUS Watch. Supreme Court of the United States has made some serious ground today for conservative causes. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.